This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's congressional delegation voted along party lines today on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill heading to the president's desk. Western Slope Republican Lauren Boebert was a no vote.
This legislation uses COVID like cheap drugstore concealer, masking the nasty truth about Democrat spending.
The package includes money for vaccines, schools, hospitals, small businesses, and direct payments of $1,400. Democrats say it fulfills a promise to deliver relief. They also say it has bipartisan support among the public. The State Patrol says stay off the road this weekend when a major winter storm is forecast for much of Colorado. Captain Larry Oletsky says drivers who need to be out should ask themselves some serious questions now before the snow arrives.
Is my car ready? Do I have the right tires? Are my wipers in good shape? Do I have those things in my car that are going to help me get through this so I can get where I need to safely?
Forecasters call for up to 3 feet of snow along the Front Range this weekend. CDOT says travelers should be at their destinations by Friday night. The Denver DA has dismissed DUI charges against Broncos running back Melvin Gordon. Instead, he pled guilty to excessive speeding and reckless driving stemming from an incident last October. Winter returns this weekend, as we know, to Colorado. Windy along the Front Range today. Red flag warnings for Colorado Springs and Pueblo till sunset. This is CPR News.